Salmon fishing restrictions have gone into effect on the Tanana River due to the poor Yukon fall chum run. Commercial and personal use fishing are shut down, and this week the state began limiting subsistence fishing. Regional Commercial Fisheries Supervisor John Linderman says the restrictions reflect an exceptionally poor Yukon fall chum return that's now moving into upriver tributaries like the Tanana.
Obviously, the run is very weak this year, one of the lowest on record. It's actually looking like there's a minimal amount available even for subsistence uses.
The subsistence harvest on the Tanana is being limited to 2 28-hour periods per week in an attempt to ensure enough fall chum make it to spawning grounds. The fall chum run coincides with a silver salmon run that travels as far upstream as the Tanana. Linderman says silver returns are strong and helping make up for some of the chum deficit on the middle and lower portion of the Yukon.
Coho abundance is at least on par, if not slightly above, fall chum salmon abundance, and that's typically not the case. So because the coho run is so good, but the fall chum salmon run is so poor, we are still allowing for subsistence opportunity. But we've reduced the amount of time available for subsistence by about a third.
Linderman says it's unclear why the fall chum run tanked. The primary parent class of fish are from 2005, which was a strong run. Some suspect too many of those fish were allowed upstream. Linderman says that can be a problem.
If you have a limited amount of space within a specific tributary, and then you have a very high abundance of salmon that would be coming in and utilizing that spawning space, you may get waves and upon waves of salmon that are coming in and spawning and respawning in the same areas, then you may be pushing out some of those eggs that have already been deposited. But that doesn't necessarily always translate into a negative. Sometimes it can have a neutral impact.
Linderman says it's hard to nail down a single cause for a weak run, and it's more likely a combination of factors during the salmon's life cycle. As of September 2nd, 223,000 fall chums had moved past the state's counter on the lower Yukon, well off the average 659,000 for the date. Coho passage was 193,000 fish, substantially above the 142,000 average.